Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wootown Bluff.
Damn, were you recording all the time?
No.
Damn.
I know.
But it's okay, it's whatever. We were raised to be terrified of money.
Yep.
Yep.
That is not healthy.
Yeah. As soon as I realized, I have to be earning my own money. I can't just, like, I have to use my own money. I have to pay for things myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how to spend. I don't know how to spend. Dude, and, like, it's so stupid because, like, literally, nope. Thank you, acid, for helping me realize, because it was just kind of like a smack in the face. It was kind of like, fine, wake the fuck up. That's how it felt like. Like, it felt like, fun. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is going on? Something is causing you distress, and this is not okay. This is not how you want to be living. But, yeah, the whole thing with money, just, like, you having to pay for yourself, it shouldn't be a cause of anxiety. It should be a cause of empowerment. Like,
yeah.
Wow, like, I am able to do this myself. Yeah, I can spend money on what I want to spend money. I can save money for my future, stuff like that. Like,
well, for me, it's like, oh no, I have money again. Oh no, I'm about to, like, waste it all.
That's how I feel too. I'm like,
which is why I, like, check my bank account 3 times a day.
Yeah, which is why I don't check my bank account ever. Because I'm always like, once I get it, I'm just like, holy crap. Now I have all this money. I have all these things I need to do with this money. Oh my God, but I can't do these things because then I would have no money. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, so what do I do? Okay, so I just leave the money there. Okay, I can't do it. I can't spend it. But then at the same time, I'm still spending the money on other things.
Yeah.
Because
the stress.
Because
I'm spending money on snacks because I'm stressing.
Because of stress. And then every single time that I spend the money on the snacks, it's not only like, oh my God, I'm spending money on the snacks, but it's, oh my God, I'm eating all these things that are, like, terrible for my body. Oh my God, like, I'm so unhealthy. Like the like, for me, it was just like, and it's just like, ugh. And I want to stop the cycle.
Yeah.
Stop the cycle.
When I first got Kopuff, I thought I wasn't going to get addicted to using it, and it's convenience. So, and I was just like, I have money. I can, like, buy myself snacks instead of relying, because I hate relying on other people to buy snacks for me and stuff like that. I like being able to feed myself and also, like, treat other people. And, like, my first thought was, I'll just get the things that are, like, I don't really care about the price right now. I'll just get the things that are, like,
that you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, girl, you don't make that much.
Right.
You gotta remember that.
Right.
So then I was just like, oh no, I realize I am going to be using this quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to limit. I'm looking at the sales deals and seeing what I want off
of
those.
All of those, yeah. And then at the end of it, which is when you come to this level of addiction,
yeah.
Which is why I'm just like, I'm trying to save you. Once you get to my point of addiction, you're just like, none of this even looks good. Why am I spending my money on this? Why am I eating this? I don't even like it. None of that.
I think I'm already starting to. The only thing that appeals to me still, like, for a while, because they were new and fancy, it was the shrimp chips. Oh,
yeah.
So they were, like, they're cheap.
They're different.
And they, like, taste good. And I've always wanted to try these because, you know, I have a fascination with Japanese snacks.
Yeah.
And shit,
all
right, why?
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah,
totally.
Sit down.
Is immediately done having morning shifts, decides to get cross.
Or at least a little less, you know?
Coping mechanisms.
If I can't stress eat, I'll stress not be sober.
Yeah.
Sorry for these disgusting sounds that I'm going to have to edit out.
Yeah, no worries. But yeah, I feel like,
oh yes, it's my favorite flavor.
Like, and I don't know if I've ever told you this. Like, I'm pretty sure I have. I've come to this realization again. Me coming to realizations all the time, oh my God, I'm such a fucking frat boy.
also feel like I'm such a frat boy.
But, like, you know what? I don't care. You know what? The whole thing, if you would make fun of someone for being basic, I don't think I would. I don't think I would. Because there is some comfort in being basic. Okay? Mm-hmm. There is some, like, it feels kind of like
I do
safe.
Enjoy pumpkin spice. I'm,
right.
I'm not going to lie. I love pumpkin pie. Right. Yo, I know as soon as fall comes around, yeah. I'm like,
yes,
this is my time. Yes.
I'm not gonna beat myself up for hating something just because it's not cool.
Yo, like, the amount of times
I'm fucking cool.
The bakery section calls millennial. My name, dog.
The bakery section calls your name?
Yeah.
They call your name?
No, I'm just saying, like, it calls to me whenever I pass by.
I was like, yeah.
The bakery section at Big Y, yo, the amount of times that I had to talk myself out of buying a whole ass pumpkin pie.
Dude, here's the thing. We are allowed to like sweets.
Yeah.
We're allowed to like baked goods.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why they put it next to the door mm-hmm. when you first mm-hmm. enter, you know what I mean? Like, that aside, we are allowed to like these things. It's just when our behavior with them just becomes fucking addictive. Like, it's why? Like, how come once I get sad, the first thing I think is baked goods? Like, why is that?
Well, it does send these soft, sugary foods depressed.
Yeah, but when you think about it, still, like, think about it. Like, really think about it. Not, because that's still soft, sugary foods depressed. That still was still written by some white person that didn't study everybody else. They just study from the only little
right.
fucking white little cul-de-sac. You know what I mean? Like
sugar is a literal drug.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, this stuff is literally toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in our faces all the time. And we are addicted to it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, it wasn't, I didn't really make, like, connect two and two together until I started, like, really thinking about it and seeing the, yo, this is how countries, these people looked before they had sugar. And
yeah.
they would have, like, perfect teeth.
Yeah.
And then after sugar, absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
So, and it would be at young ages,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yes, the thing, like, maybe it is true, granted, like, I don't know, but how I'm trying to feel about, like, that's why I'm, like, trying to get into more, like, spirituality of, like, the different tribes to see, like, mm-hmm. what they were figuring out before psychology was created, because,
yeah.
in a way, I also feel like psychology is a little bit of mind control, let's be real.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay. Trying to tell me that there's something wrong with me because I'm ADHD?
Yeah.
No, there's something wrong with the society.
Yeah.
We are not supposed to be like this. But anyway, you can remove all that because that sounds a little bit paranoid, but whatever. Yeah, why does sugar have a chokehold on America?
Yeah.
Why? Like, that's crazy.
How did the first scientist and manipulators figure out how to incorporate and use people through sugar? Like,
yeah.
that sugar is linked to depression and,
yeah.
like, having that.
Yeah.
And using that.
It's like, okay, but yeah, exactly. And like capitalizing off of that. That's a sick
like
part.
how they first noticed that
yeah.
if someone was sad, like give this to them.
Yeah. Exactly. At that point. Cause we're reading it and like, yes, they like, oh, like it just, they tested on somebody else. Like, I can't speak right now. There's just too many thoughts.
Yeah.
There's too many thoughts.
Because you started speaking and then I started thinking about, like, you know, how it took a lot. It took someone having to do it to
yeah.
be like, that's an immoral way of, you can't use human beings in experiments. That's immoral. Like, it took someone having to do experiments with humans.
Yeah.
So that does that mean that, like, because there are some things where they started, where because they couldn't test on humans because it was immoral, they started testing on animals.
Yeah.
And, like, using animals' emotions to reflect our own.
Yeah.
But it's also at the same time, they had to use animals to replicate the fact that humans have emotions.
Yeah. Right.
Like, they're testing the animals.
Yeah.
They're forcing these animals to have a specific emotion so that they can use it.
On one hand.
And it's just like, they definitely did that on humans before.
Pause. On one hand, I agree with what you're saying with the whole, like, were you trying to say, like, people are, like, people basically, people didn't have empathy, and they're trying to learn empathy? Because the way I'm kind of seeing it, yeah, because that's the way I kind of pick up from what you were saying. But how I feel, also, honestly, is, like, this is just why I love science. I'm realizing I'm a fucking science nerd. Mm-hmm. But it's just more of a way to prove it. They're trying to understand, like, not, they understand it. Or, like, trying to prove it to other people. Like, have it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, okay,
they're trying
okay,
to make sure that other people know as well.
I think you confused me with what you were saying. You're thinking a person who has emotions trying to explain to a person who doesn't.
Yeah.
And I took it as a person who doesn't have emotions is trying to learn. So, basically flipped.
Yo, side note, I'm so happy you recorded that.
Yeah.
Because those are two, like, us coming to that realization, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, high five of that. Like, and that should be written to a book. That would be such a cool book.
It's so funny because that's not the first time that I realized that me and you are pretty opposite thinkers.
Yeah, which is why I love talking to you because we are on the opposite spectrum and you help me understand world in a different perspective that I would not be able to on my own.
Honestly, the fact that I had to go back and forth in between thinking that I was a psychopath or a sociopath, because it's just like, no, but I have emotions.
Yeah.
I just don't understand other people's.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, but am I a sociopath? Because I'm trying to understand emotions.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually know what emotions are.
Oh. Yeah, they got real.
That's the realization,
you know,
I'm coming to.
The realization that I'm coming to, I'm kind of seeing it from, like you're a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, two people are drawn to come to the same conclusion for different reasons.
Yeah.
And like,
sorry for burp.
Yeah, no worries. And like, there are both these tropes of the mad scientist. One is trying to understand the thing that you just, there's no description for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like basically, not to equate your emotions to God
it's fine.
But
yeah,
like,
we shouldn't.
Not to equate your emotions to God.
Yeah.
Definitely not. But like, I'm thinking of like the scientist that's just like trying to learn and understand the universe.
That's fair.
Because you are able to feel emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't be sociopath, psychopath.
Yeah.
And you are able to recognize other people's emotions, and you are able to empathize. You are.
Yeah, I am.
You feel?
I feel. That's another reason why I'm just like, I can't be, though.
Exactly.
Because I empathize a lot.
Exactly.
And I empathize
like
hard.
Exactly. You feel. You understand. You know what I mean? So it's not. Yeah.
And again, I have to go down this, we always reach the same conclusion from different means.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, again, reaching the, equating it to God. But it's more of, this is why I feel like I am very spiritual.
Yeah, same.
And it's just like, I need an outlet for that so I can understand.
Same.
And talking to you, it really helps me understand.
Same.
I'm seeing it as all the elements. I always because like humans are the most complex thing
they are.
That God has made from dirt.
Yeah.
And it's just like all of these elements, like you don't even know what's inside dirt because all of it is broken down.
Yeah.
All of these components we have in our body, and you're able to make us think.
Yeah.
Have emotions.
Yeah.
And also see from other people's perspectives.
You're able to feel. You're able to literally,
like, the five
as
senses.
As, like, a portal, you're able to, like, literally feel and become a person.
Yeah.
Just from them standing next to you. That shit is insane.
And it's just like,
cause, like,
God, you are amazing.
It's not right. Exactly.
Just, how do you even, I can't even comprehend.
Yeah.
We and that's another reason why it's just like, I hate trying to see, like, it's, I understand it's from a sense of admiration from a deep level, but I hate that we're trying so hard to create life.
Yeah, same.
Like, artificial life, it's just like, I can't explain how an AI could never, ever be a human.
Yeah, same.
But you wouldn't understand because
you, it's just like, you are just a human. Yeah. There is no way you're able to replicate yourself. I'm sorry. Yeah. There is no way.
It's just like, literally, you can't do it.
You are not God. You
can't do it.
You are not God.
And so I'm just like, stop trying to create life. Yeah. Because it's never going to work.
Yeah. All right. Pause this conversation here. Yeah. So, I don't know whether this is anxiety talking or something, or maybe I'm channeling something. I'm just going to use different words to see how I feel. But yeah, I just feel like there was another voice that was just like, kind of like, what were you just saying?
About like, scientists trying to create life.
Oh, yeah. Another one, just like, it feels simulation-y.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything feels like a simulation, but now as I'm thinking of it, it's like, it's not a simulation in the sense that humans have created smaller humans and we're living in the smaller, smaller, smaller humans.
It's not like that.
It's not like that. But it's the, whoa, we are brainwashed.
Yeah.
Like, this, the awakening.
Yeah.
Kind of like, holy shit, this was a simulation. Not Earth, not life, not the trees, not the water, not God, not humans.
Created.
Yeah. But there is a human that has brainwashed us at the small level. You know what I mean? To like, like, distract us.
One overarching human, I feel.
No, yeah.
Like, just one specific person that.
A white male? Probably. I don't know. I feel like the most powerful person in the world would be black or Asian, or black and Asian.
But I'm saying, like, this,
the Middle East is the richest people in the world.
I think it's a brown person.
Yeah, I think it's a brown person.
I think it might be who's brown, like,
I think that's
a, no, I want to convince I want to convince that these people are the best just so I can make the most money.
Yeah, they're definitely, no, there's definitely, I feel like there's at the top, there's definitely like a handful of like really, really rich people that are just controlling it and having fun. And as long, just to keep us fighting, you know what I mean? Just to keep us distracted from them. That's really how it feels. Like, they create all these different systems of oppression and inequality and stuff like that just to distract us and make us fight with each other and, like, to be brainwashed, to continue in our little rat race. Yeah. Just so that we don't realize that we are all brainwashed and we need to go like further up the chain to figure out like what the fuck is going on in there, because they're controlling us.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. Like, just stop.
I see your point of view, but I still feel like it's, again, with our different ways of thinking, I think it's this one person who no one knows about, who's just like, I want to watch what happens if I throw money into the equation. Like, definitely. I'm just gonna test this theory out.
And they
watch it.
Definitely. I agree, but I don't think that there's just one person. I feel like there's a bunch. At least a handful.
But I feel like it had to start with one person initially. Who, through like actually starting to prove their point, was able to get other people onto it. So I still feel like it's that still one triangle person thing.
Feel like it's not, like, I feel like there's definitely, personally, well, it doesn't matter. Like, there, it just, like, it makes sense that a bunch of different people would come to this conclusion, maybe at the same time, or around the same time, that, I can fuck with these people. And they don't have to be the most powerful person.
I feel like that also goes with the shows that we enjoy to watch.
Yeah.
Because yours is, because you were the one who started watching Sense8.
Yeah, I don't remember that show though.
And that was like all people who were born all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, being able to, they were connected.
Exactly, exactly. Like, but, that, but they're not
but
connected.
But for me, it's oh, it starts off this person. And no, this person and comes then, to a resolution and then starts talking to other people to feel them out.
Yeah.
And then is able to find those people
who had that thought. I feel that. But I, who've had that thought.
Yeah.
It's that thing for me. Because I feel like it's no... Oh, wow, it's beautiful. It's like, what the fuck? You want to go back outside?
We could.
It's yellow.
Parking lot?
Parking lot. You didn't put on pants.
Should I take this?
Is it done?
No, it's not even open.
We're in the hood.
Yeah. How are they going
to
know that?
Hold on, I did what, because this was a great conversation. It was getting really deep. I just want to explain my point of view, just to make sure, if you are understanding it, because I don't know if I was explaining it well enough. That yes, there is that one person that had that thought, but I also feel like humans are all the same.
Yeah.
So there's no way that somebody simultaneously on one side of the world didn't have this thought at the same time as somebody on the other side of the world. You know what I mean?
For me,
and then they could build their own things, and then they've already had their stuff before they met. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's completely random, and there's no way, that it could have just all been accident for that one thing. Mm. Like, there has to be a bunch of different other things.
Now that makes me want to explain mine a little bit more.
Yeah, of course.
Try to get it in different words to see whether it can connect to other people.
Yeah.
Advancement charts.
Yeah.
I feel how I, this person has reached a higher point in an advancement chart and meets a noob.
Yeah.
And it helps them unlock their other things, and this kind of goes with the games that I like.
Yeah.
Where it's just like Minecraft, or I don't know what other game I'm thinking about, but helping other people who have just joined the game and just guiding them along, you're able to guide them along and just give them things, and that gives them the advancement.
Yeah.
So it's just I equate that to, because again, I think in a list of right answer, wrong answer, kind of multiple choice.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just don't hit the answer yet.
Yeah.
And it's just I'm going to ask you questions so that it opens your mind more, and so that you could, but I could trace this larger picture.
Yeah.
And here you are getting the advancements, learning more.
Yeah. And then all the way up until
where are you?
Yeah. So
yeah. And I feel like that is the one person made all those advances, has come to this conclusion.
Yeah.
And has started talking to people and opening up their mind to that conclusion.
Yeah.
And it gets bigger from there.
That's crazy, because that person could be like the god of the people, lowercase g. They just...
Yeah.
Dude, whoa. Okay, so while you're thinking, I came to... No, I'm not going to say it. I was thinking.
No, shut up. Shut the fuck up. That should be a tagline.
That's what I say. While you were thinking, I came to a realization. That's it. So what you're saying, I think the reason why I can't wrap my head around it is because I always feel like it goes up and up and up. And if it's just like you said, but then I feel like it's groups. And then, not to bring this to God again, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like another thing that I've been struggling to wrap my hand around is the fact that there is one God.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's just there isn't. Because God is infinite.
Yeah. So God isn't a single thing.
God isn't a single thing. God's not a single figure.
Yeah.
God just is.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And people try to make it human.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah. And so basically, God is the universe.
God is the universe.
God is spirituality.
Yeah.
And it feels so weird because it's so weird to like talk about it, because the way that we were brought up, it was like God was a figure. God is a man up in the sky. And I always felt like I couldn't connect to that.
Guy. And it's like, why do I have to say, I just say you.
Yeah.
I just say you.
Like, and like sometimes I don't even speak.
Yeah.
I just feel into the universe.
Yeah.
And the universe knows.
Like, I'm just walking, and I, like, see the beauty of life, and that, it's just the...
That's God.
It. That's it.
That is God!
You look and just appreciation. Oh,
it's not yellow anymore, but it's okay. It's whatever. Yeah, but I was just like, that is God. It isn't one thing. It is the summation of all things.
Yeah.
It is in each and everything, and each and every one of us that is living.
Yeah.
Every single one of us has a piece, has God in us.
Of the universe in us.
It's like, the way I think of God is like, I guess, just like branches. We're just all, like, how mushrooms act.
For me, it's just warmth.
Yeah. Just like a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Like, every single time I feel like myself getting, because it's obvious that it's in our heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single time that I feel myself getting, like, in touch with my spiritual side, I always feel it in my chest first.
Yeah.
So it's like this rut, and it's just like, it expands from there, and it just opens there, and it's just like, I feel the emotions deeper, but I've always felt this warmth.
Yeah.
And that's how I know that it's there with
me. The warmth, dude. No, you're very true. Because when I always, and I'm getting it again,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say I'm getting channeled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to stop looking for things externally.
Yeah.
Stop looking for answers externally, because you're not going to find it out there.
Yeah.
The only place you could find it is in yourself.
Inside, yeah. That's why it's self-love.
It's self-love. It's self-care.
Yeah.
And, like, I want to do better to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been treating myself like shit.
Yeah.
That was it for this episode of Wu-Town Bluff. We hope you liked it. Bye.